Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg has some thoughts on regional accents. He himself is a transplanted New Yorker now living in California. And he says whether they know it or not, those who frequent the hot tub and the freeway have accents just as distinct as the accents heard on a New York subway.
Here in San Francisco, spring is apparently in the air. At least the ranunculus and the Japanese plum trees have begun to respond to some sub-threshold climactic changes that passed me right by. Whatever you may have heard, California's really a very subtle place. Out here, you have to strain to perceive distinctions that fairly holler at you back east. Take accents. Eastern accents are as distinct as eastern seasons. They're written on the names of the places themselves. Boston has Harvard Yard. New York has 33rd and Park. Philadelphia has 4th and South. And within each locality, further distinctions of class, ethnicity, and age are marked on every vowel. One New Yorker gets a bead on another the second he hears him say chocolate, or chocolate, or chocolate, or chocolate, as the case may be. We Easterners are conscious of accents. We know that they place us in every sense of the term. When I moved to the West Coast 11 years ago, I was struck by how little attention Californians seemed to pay to these things. People out here didn't even think they had accents. Now, of course, that isn't possible. Accents are like hair colors and shoe sizes. Everybody's got one. But I think that what people meant was that there weren't any accent differences out west, that everybody spoke the same. And I can see why they would think this. After all, California was supposed to be the place where all those other American accents came to mix and mellow out. But in fact, people have been predicting the end of regional accents for more than 100 years now, whether because of universal conscription, population movements, radio, or TV. And yet, accent differences persist and flourish, even here in the newest world. The emergence of accents is inevitable because they're shaped in the mouths of children and teenagers. Kids are not interested in sounding like Tom Brokaw or Diane Sawyer, no more than they want to dress like them. Kids are fundamentally tribal. They want to talk like their crowd and differently from the other crowd. Over the course of time, the result is a natural divergence in the accents of neighborhoods, cities, and regions. So it isn't surprising that California should have its own local accents. You can tell a San Franciscan from somebody in Oakland or Berkeley by the way they say the vowel in a word like fog, for example. It's fog in the city and fog in the East Bay. Actually, these days it's usually fog in the city and sun in the East Bay, which is probably what's got the ranunculus all stirred up. But like plants, these accents have led mostly secret lives. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that the Southern California accent was dragged out of the closet to be celebrated by the Beach Boys and by Moon Unit Zappa in her song Valley Girl.
Grody, grody to the max, I'm sure. It's like really nauseating, like bark out, gag me with a spoon, gross. I am sure. Totally.
Of course, expressions like grody to the max are just local adolescent slang, but there was a real regional accent behind those fronted vowels in words like totally and good, an accent that had been simmering for years all over the southern part of the state. For the first time, Americans realized that Southern California wasn't just a place that people went to, it was a place that people came from, whose inhabitants had their own voice and their own curious native charm. But up here in the Bay Area, people still deny that they have accents. Maybe this has to do with San Francisco's self-conscious cosmopolitanism and its obsession with L.A. San Franciscans are always telling you how their city is much more like the great cities of the East in Europe than it's like that la-la land down south. They have a grown-up's pride of place, but no ear for their own tribal voice.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated for the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.